You're listening to All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Henry Epp. On Sunday, a fire destroyed the well-known Wallace Farm in Waterbury. The farm has been in the same family for over 150 years. To talk about the significance of the Wallace Farm to Waterbury and beyond, I'm joined now by Waterbury-based journalist and author David Goodman. He wrote a profile of the farm back in 2008. Hi, David.
Hi, good to be here.
Yeah, well, so first, I understand you went to the Wallace Farm on Sunday night as crews were trying to get the fire under control. What did you see there?
Well, local firefighters from Bolton to Moortown, Waitsfield, and to Stowe were all there, really in a heroic but futile effort to try and contain the fire. As is often the case in remote sites in Vermont, they ran out of water when they first arrived. They thought they could save one of the three structures. There were two houses and one barn. But with the wind whipping it at pretty high speeds, they were unable to save the house. So tanker trucks from every town in central Vermont was hauling water from the Waterbury Reservoir and other places as fast as they could in an effort to contain it. But it all went up very fast.
And my understanding is that no people were injured, but the livestock was lost. Is that correct?
Fortunately, Rosina Wallace, her brother Kay, and their dog escaped unhurt, but they lost 20 cows, which was her whole herd that was trapped in the barn.
Well, beyond its longevity, obviously that's significant and amazing, but why is the Wallace Farm important to the Waterbury area?
The Wallace Farm has been kind of a center of politics, but also culture and community for over a century. Rosina Wallace is one of the few women farmers in Vermont. She's over 70 and has been very engaged in the Waterbury community. My kids, as well as basically every other kid who's attended schools in Waterbury, would routinely take field trips up to her farm. This is something she was very proud of, introducing a younger generation to the life of a dairy farmer. She would also host Fresh Air Fund kids who would be coming from the inner cities to spend a couple weeks each summer. And as part of that experience, she loved hosting them and showing them what farm life was like. So Rosina had a very high profile in the community, but her family did as well. Keith Wallace, her father, was a state representative, a state senator from Waterbury for many years, and for over 20 years was the president of the Vermont Farm Bureau and really was the voice of Vermont farmers. So this farm has really played an important role. It is also one of the last three surviving dairy farms in Waterbury. So sadly, we are now down to just two dairy farms.
Yeah. Well, as you mentioned, the Wallace Farm has been welcoming school groups and youth organizations for years. What was the philosophy behind that for Rosina Wallace?
She called it Camp Ag, and it was really her belief that kids need to be connected to the earth. And it was also her pride in what she did, both as a farmer, as a woman, for them to see a different way of life that once was common. You know, there were once hundreds of dairy farms in Waterbury, but as the case all around Vermont, most of those farms, including her immediate neighbors, have been subdivided and sold off as next generations did not want to take over farms. So she is a link to, you know, a working world, an agricultural world in Vermont that has increasingly been under tremendous pressure and sadly is vanishing in many communities.
Well, it's only been a matter of hours since this fire, and as you said, this is a tough time economically for dairy farms in Vermont. Do you know at all whether the Wallaces are thinking about rebuilding or what might be the next steps for that land?
I really don't know what the future holds for them. When I talked to Rosina last night, she was just staring with her brother and some neighbors numbly at what remained of this 150-year-old farm, and she said to me, "I keep thinking I need to go milk my cows for my whole life. I have been milking my cows twice a day." And she just shook her head and fell silent. So I think it's a little too early to say what the future holds.
David Goodman is a journalist and author based in Waterbury. David, thanks so much for speaking with me.
Thank you.